So it's March 25th, 2022. That's March 25th, 2022. It's a little after 9 in the morning. And I just wanted to catch a couple quick notes. So I think I'm going to name this recording Course Corrections. And so I was thinking a little bit about my visual aid, the Master's Craft. And of course, it's depicted as a load, which is the world, our world, and a fulcrum, which is a rock with a lever, and the acting captain is leveraging against the fulcrum to lift the load and move the load. And to me, the lever looked a little bit like a rudder. That's kind of how I visualize that an engraving talking about Archimedes. Give me a place to stand and I'll move the world or the earth, something like that. And yeah, it's a lever long enough and a fulcrum strong enough, he could move the world. And of course I adopted that visualization to the image of it to present, if you change the course of thought, you change the course of events. So I was thinking about the big picture, and I was thinking about gears, and I just kind of tossed around. So is, the big gear, and then you have the small cogs. And so I said, okay, so I was kind of like kicking back and forth, like, is the big gear the acting captain, and the cogs are the other people. And I was just kind of kicking thing, and then I was like, no, and then the big picture is like, okay. But then it struck me, instead of a machine that's just turning, and that's kind of how I was initially visualized it, just a cog, the big wheel turning, and then all the cogs, and I was trying to work out the relationships between those. Then it struck me that really, no, what the big gear is, that's like the helm on a ship. It's like the rudder control, steerage. And so the large gear represents the mechanism of collective reality. And then the cogwheels that, so it's scalable, that helm wheel, that big picture collective reality wheel mechanism is fully scalable, and there's a place for every cog around its gear. And so each and every individual meshes into that steerage wheel, pilot the ship's wheel that steers the rudder. And so then it dawned on me, it struck me that, so this comes back to the analogy that I was trying to use to depict this relationship, talking about the pilot and co-pilot that's caught in a storm, and how both pilot and co-pilot put their inputs into the aircraft's systems, the controls, and the systems, it combines those inputs. I guess you could say it averages, but it combines those inputs, and it's that average, that combined input, that actually moves the surfaces of the control surfaces on the plane, the rudder, the ailerons, etc., the elevator. So this is sort of along that lines, but in this case, with the main gear representing the helm steering wheel, steerage wheel of the ship, of a ship. So the cog wheels, so some of the, so there's all these active and passive participants that are cogged into that main wheel, and some are passive, so they're just going to follow the steerage that's created by other cogs. They're just passively going to turn in whatever direction the overall combined average is moving the big wheel. But then you have active participants, and so each time this wheel, the big wheel, turns in one direction or another, and so this is that delicate balance. It's like, if I move it back and forth between equal human rights and fair class privilege, if I just choose that as the two directions, the two courses that this mechanism can be steered towards. So the active participants, there's some trying to push it more towards equal human rights, and there's others trying to push it towards, or steer it towards, a greater class privilege. So it's these course corrections, this combination, this all these inputs are being combined and averaged to steer the course. And so that comes back to, well, what's our part? And I was thinking about my part in particular. And it's so it's not that any one cog is can only have so much influence and so much strength that can be put, so much steerage input that can be put onto that main wheel. What it's really about, as I said earlier, going back to my initial insight of averaging the of combining the inputs, and then the average is what causes the changes in steerage. It's about changing the course of thought, and that's the greatest impact that an individual can have. And it goes back to the notes that I have from one of the videos, or a couple of the videos that I watched with Jordan Peterson. Yeah, Jordan Peterson. And he was talking about hone your words. Your words are the most powerful thing about you. It all comes back, to that. If you change the course of thought, and that's the power of suggestion, and that's the casting of spells and the casting of roles. So that was a long-winded way of capturing that connection, that insight, the modeling that I was just kind of dawned on me. I was trying to, I started out by just thinking, what impact? That's really what it comes down to. What impact can any single individual have? And of course, I was thinking about myself in that particular instance, because I was looking at the work that I've done and what I'm hoping to accomplish by sharing, by paying all this forward. So anyway, that's it for now. Signing off.